A cruel, bloody fate, what canst thou now do more? Alas, 'tis now too late, Philander to restore. Why should the heavenly powers persuade poor mortals to believe that they guard us here and reward us there, yet all our joys deceive? Her poniard then she took, and held it in her hand. Then with a dying look, cried thus, I fate command. Philander, all my love, I come to meet thy shade below. I come, she cried, with a wound so wide, there needs be no second blow. Then purple waves of blood ran streaming down the floor. Unmoved she saw the flood, and blessed her dying hour. Philander and Philander, still the bleeding Phyllis cried. She wept a while, and she forced a smile, then closed her eyes and died. Upon the blushing ground, stained with her virgin blood, she lay in death's deep swound, close by the murmuring flood, which for the lovely Phyllis' sake complained of cruel fate, which had caused such care as had wrought despair. I wept it to relate. When lo, Philander came with joy to seek his love, and her dear promise claim, while moonbeams from above did twinkle through the thickest shade and gild the flowery plain. When he espies and a Phyllis cries, not thinking she was slain. Arise, arise from earth, shake off this dull repose. Phyllis, my only mirth, to thee Philander bows. Sooner I would have come to thee, had not a lion stayed my course to fight, for which exploit he lifeless now is made. Ah me, what's this? She's cold, ye gods, quite breathless too. O death, dost thou enfold this beauty's not thy due? Alas, O cruel fate, he cried, by her own hand 'tis well. O the dismal blow that did overthrow, by heavens for me she fell. Behold, my garments dyed in Phyllis' precious blood, which falling from my side made her suppose me dead, and therefore fell for love of me a cruel destiny. And shall Philander live to wonder? No, by the powers I'll die. I come, my Phyllis, now prepare, for in thy arms I will perform my vow. Asleep like death now charms, these cypress wreaths our crowns shall be. We'll triumph over death. From thy fair lip I'll nectar sip, even with my latest breath. With that his fatal sword he plunged in his breast, and sighed with dying words, "Oh, now I am at rest. Now fearless, now forever mine, fate now no more shall part." Then through the wound life passage found, and left the lover's heart.